American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 53. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Worrell, 21 Maya Hartwell. Richards testified that he had seen the prisoner near the corner of Broadway and Mullenfee Street in St. Louis. Richards kept a boarding house and recalled that on about January 25, 1856, Worrell came to his house between 11 and 12 o'clock and stayed until Sunday, approximately one day. Another man named Bruff was with him. Richards identified the prisoner as Worrell and confirmed he had seen Bruff as well. At Richards' house, Bruff went by the name Charles Strong, and Worrell used the name John Ross. Richards asked them their names when they were leaving, but did not register their names. A young man at the house did that. They had three horses, one chestnut sorrel, and two bays. The sorrel horse had a knot or rising about its throat, and one of the bays had a blazed face. When they left, they went down Broadway, stating they were going across the river on the ice to Illinois. While at the house, Worrell was jovial with several of Richard's boarders. They went to the theater together and returned between 11 and 12 o'clock, the usual time for people coming home from there. During cross-examination, Richard stated that he ran a public house on Broadway and did not do a great deal of business, though he had commodious stables. Travelers, chiefly those who brought in horses and mules to sell, stopped there. Richards did not know whether the large hotels in St. Louis had stables. He had never seen Worrell before he came to his house, and he thought Worrell gave his name as John Ross. Richards asked each their names at different times in the absence of the other. Worrell showed no disposition for any concealment. He was as public as anyone else. Richards conversed a few words with him, but held no particular conversation. There was nothing peculiar in Worrell's appearance. He was jovial. Robert Williams, who was boarding at Richards' house but has since moved to Leavenworth City, went to the theater with them. Richards thought Worrell wore two watches, though he knew he wore at least one conspicuously so you could see it. Broadway is one of the most public streets in St. Louis. Richards noticed nothing peculiar about Worrell's face, whether a wound or otherwise, though he had much hair on his face. Richards saw Worrell in jail after he came back and spoke to him then, recognizing him. Worrell did not at first recognize Richards, but did after Richards called his attention to him by speaking. Worrell observed that he ought to know Richards but could not call his name. Richards said nothing more to him except to ask if he recollected when he stayed on Broadway and probably told him his name. Worrell then said, "Now I know you." Samuel H. Gould, who lives in Vincennes, Indiana, testified that he had seen Worrell and Bruff at both Vincennes and here. They were in Vincennes from the 2nd to the 6th of February, and Gould saw them every day, though Bruff was not there as long. They stayed at Gould's father's house, where Gould and his father keep a hotel. They had three horses with them, one a rather dark sorrel, one a dark bay, and one a light bay. The sorrel was of fine appearance and would attract attention in the streets. It had a bunch or lump under its chin where the curb would come. Gould's father bought the sorrel from Worrell.